Hare Krishna. This inspiration is called the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Today, my dear devotees, I got a wonderful picture from my good friend Burijan Prabhu in Vrindavan. It showed a cow under a tree in the dust of Vrindavan, and on a podest under that same tree, two very beautiful Govardhan Shilas who emanated the bliss of Vrindavan. When I saw the dust, I was reminded of a prayer of Lord Brahma, who wants that same dust on his head, but in a special way. Brahma prays that his best good fortune would be to take any birth whatsoever in the forest of Vrindavan, and he says, I want that my head is bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. The entire life and soul is the supreme personality of Godhead Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. Just think about it. Brahma, the creator of the universe, the greatest person, greater than any person which we know on this world, who has designed everything, who is the master of all the devatas. This Brahma wants to go to Vrindavan, and he wants the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. But how does he want it? Well, he wants it from those who have Krishna always in their hearts. The residents of Vrindavan, the devotees of the Lord, who walk there and get the dust of Krishna in their hearts because they are constantly meditating about Krishna. Krishna is never separated from them. He resides in their heart. So this shows us that Krishna can be obtained through the devotees. This is such a wonderful message. This is such a great meditation to go to Vrindavan, but how? To go as a servant of the Vaishnavas who get their dust from Vrindavan on their feet. I'm totally inspired. Hare Krishna.